It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2109, recorded Thursday, September 10th, 2026. A trashy show. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has an AI printer that he'll use before AI causes an extinction level event. What the heck is it? And I have another organization crappy corner that gets a bit trashy. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the most strategic gadgeteer, so strategic he's both the offensive and defensive coordinator. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing great, sir. And you?
Tongue twisted, apparently. I need to do my red leather, yellow leather before the show starts.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with all the buzz about the folding, I on Twitter or Facebook, I said, I hope Al Jaffe gets credit for Apple's fold-in phone.
You know, and it has, I think that there's some credit due. That there's this really, everyone's talking about this iconic animation of it kind of folding in.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe they were inspired a little bit.
Yeah.
Who knows where inspiration
could come from?
Could be.
You getting one?
I don't think I'm getting one. I'm probably not. I don't know. You know what? I won't say no. I am interested.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very interested. I didn't think I would be. This is one of those Apple maneuvers where, hearing the rumors, I'd roll my eyes. It's like, Apple's doing a foldable. They're going to go for the foldable. You know, I've seen the Samsung Folds and the Z Fold, blah, blah. You know, I've seen those around. Yeah. And it wasn't until I watched some of the videos that Apple made about the user interface and the software and things like that that I started coming around to it. And now I'm kind of feeling like it might be kind of cool. Like the Apple marketing is working on me slowly, and I can feel it. I can feel my opinion changing about this product. There's so many things that do seem really cool. Like, I actually like the dock being along where your thumb rests, and that, you know, being kind of where your home icons are for your apps. That is so cool. I've used an iPad before. They're useful. They're nice. The fact that this basically unfolds into an iPad is...
That's pretty neat.
It's insane. The fact that there are four cameras in this thing. There is one in the front, basically where the unlock screen is, basically a front-facing camera. There's two in the back, which is, you know, on the back cover of it, which is your... it doesn't have a telephoto. It just has a digital telephoto, a normal camera. So one normal camera and one wide-angle camera. And then it also has a hidden camera inside of this screen. Have you seen that?
No.
It is hidden behind the glass. Even in their animations, they're being truthful. You can see a slight little, you almost see like a moon right there. As this animates in, I wonder if I can get it to do it again. No, I can't. There is a camera that is hidden inside the screen. Hope that I scroll
and what
long
is
enough.
That? Is that so, like, if something goes wrong with your phone, you can look inside it and see what it is?
No. It faces at you. And so when the iPad version is open, right, when it's closed, this is the front, and that's the back. But when the iPad version is open, it has a front-facing camera that's hidden behind the screen. I need a video. I need to show you what I'm talking about here. Let's see here. let's see, can we, did it have, did it not? Watch the film, here we go. Okay, well.
This is an iPhone. It's not the first iPhone to have.
Let's see if I can scroll to it. So that's the front. I may have skipped it.
Through your phone, so you don't have to. Who's that artist?
It's so hard to find exactly what you're looking for. So, like,
personal photographer that knows exactly when to take a picture.
That's kind of cool, is AI will watch the scene, and so it'll take a photo for you. There it is. There's this camera right here.
Oh.
It is hidden. They have this like lattice of pixels that fall over it so that it's really hard to see when they don't turn off all the pixels. And so in that mode right there, what's actually happening is you have a front-facing camera. That's the person holding the camera.
Yes.
Seen through that. And right. Then you have the back camera that's recording this girl on the ground. And then you have the grandparents who are gone. The person filming can see the person on the ground and the grandparents. And because the other side has a screen, the person on the ground gets to also see the grandparents because there's a whole other screen on that side.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, there's just so many, like, it wasn't until I saw the software that I really started thinking, okay, I could actually see how that's neat and that, you know, something could actually be useful with that and whatnot.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm impressed. I really thought that I would not be that impressed. I thought I would be rolling my eyes at a strange, strange Apple product. But yeah.
But it starts at $2,000, right?
Yeah. That's the crazy thing is that, yeah, yeah. It starts at $2,000. And... You know, the thing is nowadays, almost everybody is on a payment plan. Very few people are outright just buying.
Oh, I
the
see.
Phone.
So you just have a giant bill every month.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, exactly. So, and you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, right now I spend $75 on my iPhone Pro Max. If I spend $120 a month, I can get that, you know, and
okay.
is it's like it almost can get hidden if, yeah, so
okay,
Oh
my
I'm
God, Stephen Toronto says it starts at 3,000 in Canada. Wow.
Yeah. And there's some interesting compromises with it. It doesn't have Face ID. It has only Touch ID. The chat's reminding me. I didn't think, you know, because it only has those two cameras, you know, I feel like the cameras could... I feel like they've already built in planned obsolescence in it. Like, the next version will have Face ID on both sides, and then it'll also have three cameras with the telephoto. That'll be the Pro version, and then... Anyway, it goes on from there. We can just imagine with... What did you get up to this week? Let's stop talking about iPhones.
Yeah, it was the Labor Day weekend, and so we went down to the country fair. Yeah, a little a two-minute video walking around down there, which is kind of fun. It's like going to the country without having to leave the city. And they had a country western band playing. And this is that pier that I love. It goes 130 feet out into the Hudson. And since this was the biggest pier when the railroad was built, it's zoned to be that far out into the Hudson. So they just rebuilt it to that length. And of course, right opposite it is almost finished now, the loading barge loader. And then for kids, they had rides, a little Dumbo ride. And this guy was an older guy. He just hooked up a swing, hooked up these animated plush characters and said free rides. And he just spins.
Well, there you go. Oh, my God.
yeah, and a tiny little Ferris wheel. and they had announced, I think due to safety reasons, a no bounce house. Maybe people were bouncing into the Hudson. I don't know.
They might get blown away if there was a big gust.
Yes, blown away. A lot of little mini games. Get the ball in the hat. Get the ball in the,
yeah,
in the bottle.
Oh, man.
Get the ball in the clown's mouth. And then there was people doing jewelry. People
more
set up
jewelry.
A
it looks like pictures and picture frame, mini pictures.
This is kind of cute.
I love
and
it.
Then,
yeah, a little market.
This is the Doodle Dog House. And I'm quite not quite sure what they were doing, but I said, Dennis, you should set up. Yes, exactly. They're selling T-shirts, and Dennis designed Paradise Garage T-shirt. He should be down there doing it.
That's great.
Yeah, and there was one other weird thing. You have the two photos of the park bench?
I do, yeah.
We walked in, and every time I go into Riverside Park near the marina, I look at Bill's bench, and I polish his little plaque, and that's the Bill's bench that I had put up near the marina. But when I first started to walk up to it, I thought, someone changed the plaque. Turns out right next to Bill's bench is this.
What?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Happy to share memories of William M. Gaines, whose Mad Magazine gave so many millions so much laughter and joy. I don't know these people. I guess they saw where Bill's bench was.
And yeah,
they
I know. I'm like wondering, like, do the bench people suggest, like, hey, there's another, there's another bench out there for a William Gaines out there. You want to be next to it?
I have no idea. It was the weirdest thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So strange.
It's very strange. Yeah. Very thoughtful. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Exactly.
Very cool. Yeah. That's very neat. Maybe they watch the show. Maybe we'll get an email. If it's you, mail.
Oh, yes. Yes, email us. We'd love to know about
email.
Yeah, or if someone watching knows those people, have them get in touch with us.
Okay, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, a neat gadget for kids. Involving AI.
Ooh.
Oh boy, forget 3D printing. Now kids can have their own AI sticker printer. Not for everybody. You got to be at least 3 years old. Okay. It uses thermal paper. And it's Memoken. M-E, there it is. Memoken AI voice sticker maker.
Memoken.
Wi-Fi and a touch screen. And here it is in person. All right, so you get the little 3D, not the 3D printer, the little AI sticker printer. It comes with a roll of thermal paper in it. You get a spare roll. You can color your sketches when they're done. And it charges via USB-C. So the first thing you have to do is hook it to Wi-Fi. So try to hook it to Fios. Can't find Fios. Try to hook it to Spectrum. Can't find Spectrum.
Uh-oh.
This Mickey Mouse Wi-Fi system, the very first one I had here, it's listed the name that came up on the screen was different than what I thought it was. Anyway, you know, and the password was like, hi. Found it. Working. All right. So now we're hooked up to Wi-Fi. So basically, you turn it on. Whoa. Okay, a little bit of lighting on the sides.
Now the AI is downloading everything off the network.
Nope. And then you tell AI what you want it to draw. Let's see, and then you hold down the voice, the AI voice. Draw a dog on the beach with a balloon.
Okay. You got it. There it goes.
Oh, look it. it automatically starts printing it.
Well, so that's some of the best thermal printer I've seen.
It has a good thermal printer in there. It has like, it's like 300 DPI.
Yeah.
Now, I did a lot black. Of stuff asking questions on Amazon. One was, how do you get the picture separated from the device? And it said, some machines have a serrated edge and you can tear it. Otherwise, you have to use a scissors or tear it manually. This one happens to have the edge.
Yeah,
you can just tear it off. And then it comes with the little crayons, the little set. Now, let's go back to a blank screen here. So here's the start screen. You have doodle, sketch, and cartoon, all right? So I went to doodle. And I did, tried to draw.
Seems the same.
So I went back on Amazon and I said, can I draw on the screen? And Amazon said, not only can you draw on the screen, you can have AI add to your drawing. And I thought, oh, this is great. So I go back and I try it again. And I go back on Amazon and I said, I am having no luck drawing on the screen. And it says, I am so sorry. My original reply was incorrect.
Oh,
you cannot
no.
draw on the screen.
Yes.
Would you like me to find a device where you can draw on the screen? Anyway, so this is in the sketch mode. You hold down the button and let's do rabbit running around with Easter eggs.
I wonder if it's more of like a
printing it. All right.
A fill, like, I think this you can sketch and fill in this. And doodle on.
Now, yes, exactly. This is an easy one to use the little watercolor pens.
I know Amazon has that feature now where you can do alert me if the price drops. I was able to get it for half price. Okay, I had a sale. And again, you have the little Mickey Mouse crayon set here to draw on them. And let's do one more thing. Let's go back to an artist with an easel with a picture of a rabbit, and the rabbit's name is Dick. Oh, no name.
No name.
All right. But I think it's pretty great. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm determined to get my name here.
Would it do a reference like George Washington or something with it?
Oh, wait a second. Let's go back to there was the third thing. That was sketch. Oh, cartoon. A picture of a big fish, and the fish's name is Dick, D-I-C-K.
Your name might be content filtered
out. Yeah, that's what I was...
Oh, wait, there it goes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
There you go.
Ah.
I think it's pretty neat. Well, wait a minute. What do you think, Dennis? You're an artist.
I have mixed feelings. I'd rather have the kids try to draw it by hand.
Oh, okay. No, I totally get that. I totally get that.
It's not
that.
The most creative thing.
No, I guess it's not. There you go. The Dick Fish.
suppose you wanted to say draw a picture of George Washington. Could you do a reference?
I don't know. Let's do that.
You get
a cartoon of George Washington.
I believe you get 100 pictures on a roll, and a roll is about $5, so that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's not bad either.
It's a declaration, a flag, and a sword. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, $80, but I wouldn't pay $80 for that. But half price, $40, I think that's pretty neat. And as Dennis said, it would be good if it did originally what the Amazon AI thing said, where the kid could start the drawing and the AI would put in the background for him.
Yeah. But
I think this will keep kids occupied for hours. I'll be selling this after the show.
How much? Signed?
Signed order. $20 each. Go to age 3+.
You'll be selling them as originals.
The Gizwith himself, Dickie Wartolo. I think it's great fun.
And just for laughs, I was just putting it away, and I suddenly decided to ask it to draw the Gizwith logo, and it came up with this.
Wow.
That was pretty interesting, I thought.
I am. And my brain is, like, going. Like, I feel like there's so many things they could do with this. Like, if it had a camera, you could have a kid and then take a photo of it. And then using AI, you could do things like animate the drawing, make the drawing a little bit better, and, you know, color the drawing, you know, add things to the drawing and then print it out. You know, things like that. Is so cool. And then the next thing is, I wish that it didn't need Wi-Fi. I wish that it had it all on device. That would be so just nice to know that it's not connecting to the network. And
well, it said the device saves nothing, and there's no, you don't need an app, and a great filtering system. I mean, we told it to do everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Draw a nude lady. Okay?
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't.
And this came out, all right? And a lot of things, it just didn't do anything. And then it's kind of clever. I said, draw Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, wait.
It printed this out. What it knew that. Yeah, that was kind of clever.
That is weird. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is funny. And then, like I'm sure that there's a lot of content filtering. Like, George Washington holding a sword. I wonder if the AI was like, oh, he'd be holding a musket. And then, like, no, that's a gun. You know, make that something a little less. You know, I could just imagine. It's very interesting. And I can absolutely see handing this to a young kid, 3-year-old, and, you know, if they're into coloring at the moment, what do you want to color? You know, a shark.
New York.
I can just imagine them, whatever their imagination comes up with, it'll spit out a version for them to color.
I think Scooter, oh my God, it went up. You know what? I noticed in the past 3 days, when I made these videos this past week, but everything, right before the show, I always check the price. Everything I showed went up like $3.
Now, look at this one, this color. $60.
Oh, wait a minute.
You get it in red. Limited time deal.
That's less. 50, that's 59.
Yeah.
I think Scooter X found it for $28 on AliExpress.
Oh, let me look at that. Okay.
So that's pretty good. That's pretty. Yeah, I think kids.
Oh, it's different. It's a different style.
What? Is that one in color?
I don't. It looks like it doesn't print in color, but maybe the screen is in color? Yeah, I think the screen is in color, but it, you know, thermal prints in black.
Oh, yeah, okay,
and white,
okay.
I think. Oh, well, no, that's the. I don't know. Can't tell.
Yeah. Well, $30, that's nice. A kid would have a good time with that.
Yeah. Man. This is going to be the next thing, is little AI boxes that do things.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Well, a gadget definitely I had never seen before.
Me either. Yeah.
Using AI tokens left and right to make children's cartoons. I need to go to a doctor, see if I have a stuttering problem today. I think I'm starting one. What else you got for us, Dickie?
Okay, let's do a quickie little what the heck is it?
Here we go.
It's another what the heck is it? Dennis? No, I see.
Are they springs? What are those things?
I suspect Chad might have a better shot. I kind of
have an idea of maybe where they go on, but no. I have no idea what they are.
That help at all?
It's
you're probably more like you'd be more likely to know what it is than Dennis. I would say that.
Does it go on a bicycle or something?
No,
like
okay. Oh no,
they are. I don't even think the box tells you. Oh, they're cable clamps.
I was lost. That is a what the heck is that I did not get.
The description says a new form of cable clips, and that is possible, and I'll tell you why, is because I haven't seen this before, where the cable is actually fastened inside the devices.
And that, okay. That has to be
there
a very
a
thick cable.
Cables, but when they fall on the floor,
but it's
the cable
still
goes
thin.
Down by itself. But the fact that
interesting
it's
design
held in
yeah.
place,
and they're stainless steel. They're nicely designed.
I'm trying to screw this back on. Okay, so you screw that down. You can screw.
You
it
can
all the
tighten
way
it
down.
Or leave it loose, so you can slide it around.
Now, it is magnetic. All right, so. If you wanted to hang a cable on the back of something that is magnetic, you can do that. Yeah. But if it's not magnetic, it has this little pull-off tab. So basically what I'm going to use it for is behind my desk here. I always like to have a USB-C charging cable. And it drapes down onto the floor.
It normally lays
but
on the floor.
Since the desk is wood, after the show, I'll peel this off and then stick this on the wood back here. And this can hide back here, and I'll always have it. And it's pretty secure. You know what? I guess you don't even need. Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
If you have a magnetic surface.
Yeah, it's got the magnet.
Is the rest of the computer magnetic?
No, just the
case. So you'd have a very thin connector here.
They're nicely made.
Onto the magnetic thing, but if not, it comes with the little backing magnetic and then with a sticky back. They're relatively inexpensive. $11.99 for four of them. What is that, $250 each? $3.69 each. And they come in colors. Let's see, ratings 4.4 out of 5 stars, just 64 people. You can get them in silver, black, gold, and it gets cheaper. You can get up to 8 pieces, and 8 pieces for what is it, $20? Yeah, brings $250. So I don't worry about finding cables anymore. There's a cable here somewhere. Where is that charging?
I've seen so many cable organizers.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
I like the metal. I like it. I like how it feels so secure, and you could really tighten it down, and you know, magnets are great.
And so. even if for some reason you knocked it on the floor, it's easy to pick up than when the cable itself just goes behind the desk.
Yeah.
This has a little bit of weight to it and easy to see.
Yeah. I like it. I really like it. And it does. It almost adds a weight to the end of the cable too. Kind of like keep it on the table. Yeah. I like this idea on your nightstand. Oh my gosh.
That's very nice.
God, yeah. That's a good idea. Very cool. And not that expensive at all. So I like that. Okay. What else you okay, got for us?
Yeah, final gadget is...
I got a new coffee maker. All right.
Good timing.
And that's the box. And I was going to do an unboxing, but I don't know. You like me, you have to immediately try it out. So the difference about this one is it has a reservoir, so you don't have to fill it every time. I did not look in any book, but...
And I should have, as you'll see.
Because I put in one K-cup, it used all the water from the reservoir.
For the whole cup?
And...
oh, my.
Just...
Oh, my.
Stopped. Can you see how much coffee
oh, my.
It just stopped before it started...
Yeah, that's
rolling down into
I can
the
just
bottom.
Imagine the stress as that was happening.
So it wouldn't flood it out onto the counter. But
oh my word.
To meow. You know, it's one of those things where I'm gonna just zoom over here. Okay. This coffee pot worked for a long time. It was Chefed, and then like it just fell apart, just fell out, and it just stopped making coffee. All right, I must have gotten like 5 years out of that. So I needed a coffee pot instantly. Oh, instant coffee! So I ordered this last night, and it just came, but.
That looks like a big glass, too. That looks like a 32-ounce cup.
Yes, yes, it does.
There's no dial anywhere where you can tell it.
No, it just does the whole thing.
How much water to use. So I'm very concerned about this. Well. Okay. Now I have read the instruction book. So even though you can remove the water tank... And even though the water tank can hold up to 14 ounces, you have to put in the exact amount of water for the cup of coffee you want, all right? It is not one of those reservoirs where it figures out how much water you need. So maybe it's not going back. And actually, I like that it's really small. Very disappointed. I thought I was going to only fill this, like, once every 3 K-cups. Dennis was concerned that... I mean, this is so lucky that's the biggest cup I have, and he was concerned it wasn't going to fit here, but it did fit. But it said also, if you have really tall cups, you can just take this away. And I guess you have a small travel mug. It would then fit there. So it also comes with...
So the 14 ounces is you can fill that with ground coffee and make 14 ounces of coffee without a K-cup.
All at one time by filling this with 14 ounces of water. I also, it's kind of fun, is I guess they don't want to plug any particular brand of coffee. So they have... whited out all the brand names. Okay, it almost looked like this got wet, but it's fresh out of the box. Anyway, we'll have Chad go to the website. I believe it was $45 or $43. Charlie said it's okay. Charlie gives it 2 box out of 5.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm medium on that gadget. I'll be honest. I don't know if I like it that much.
I was hoping that it did what I thought it would do. Oh, yeah. It went up $3 too.
Yeah, it is a pretty good price for just a single serve.
Oh, and it does a K-cup in 2 minutes, and it's 1,000 watts. Also, I never saw this on a coffee maker. If you're making iced coffee, you tap the on button twice, and it makes the coffee not using the full heater, so that the coffee you don't dissolve the ice so fast when you're making iced coffee.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought
that was a clever idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like 120 degrees. It's just like, you know, 90 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It's kind of good. It's not bad looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I wanted to show you what I use, and that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It is a bit more expensive. Blah,
okay.
At $80. So it's like twice as expensive. But this one's from Keurig, and this one has a reservoir in the back, but it is literally like you just. What I do, I take my coffee mug, stick it under the sink, fill it up, walk over, pour it into the top, and then stick it underneath. So there's no, it's like there's a reservoir, but it's really just for one cup. And then, and that way I don't have to grab the reservoir, I don't have to move the, you know, I don't have to reach around.
Okay.
You just walk over with your cup, pour it in the top, and then it has a big enough temporary reservoir for.
Right. I just took the reservoir out as a demo. It sits in there all the time.
Oh, good. Okay.
You just slip the lid up and pour in what you want.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What I was saying is, yeah, you just pop
yeah,
that
exactly.
Back.
It does that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Pop it back. Throw in your exact cup, and then you're off to the races. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that design a lot. And, I mean, as you saw, you want the brand name? It's $80, and they're, you know, this is only, even with the increase.
With the price increase.
Yeah, even with the price increase, you're saving a lot by going off brand. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, nice. And that one does not have an iced coffee mode, which actually is pretty cool because I love making iced tea. And
they
make the Lipton, you know, tea pods, and so I'm doing that all the time, and yeah, it's coming right out as hot as coffee. With that, it's time.
Oh boy,
to
oh
get
boy.
A bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I recorded a video of the gadget earlier, so let's take a look. Hey, Dickie D, we are back with another organization gadget. So here's the idea. You're ready to organize your house. You need a trash can. You want to move your normal trash can around. You want a pop-up trash can? Enter the portable trash bag holder. It is something that can be collapsed down, but then popped back up. You can throw a trash bag in it. And then just use it, you know, as a trash can. I've ordered it and already built it. It's actually a lot more solid than I expected. Like, when I was gonna put it together, I thought it'd be pretty flimsy. The other idea was like, won't this trash bag just fall out? It'll stay in pretty good because the lid has an extra ring to kind of keep the trash bag down. So you put the trash bag in,
close
that ring on top of it, and then as you add weight, that kind of keeps this from letting the bag go. Not super duper solid, but it does work. And all in all, it would work as a portable trash bag. So let's go ahead and disassemble it to kind of show you all the pieces and how they work. It's like a tripod design, which I find interesting, but I guess it was pretty stable. And then, because once it's undone, it feels very, very loose. I felt like it was gonna feel like this the entire time putting it together. But all of the leg pieces are small enough to fit into the base. You can kind of slap them in there, take the lid, put it on top, just like that. And I don't know, does it actually snap together? Let's see. Can I get this and that? No. That would just be too smart. But it kind of sits together. So you can store it. But there you go. The portable trash bag holder. It only cost $13.52 for when you need a trash can only some of the time.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Take it to a picnic.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I still feel like logically this base should snap into the top. I don't understand why it won't, because I know the top is made to accept.
Do you remember who was locked in place when you first opened
no.
it?
I think they just rest. It's so interesting. Anyway, okay. Yeah. And there you
it's
go. Right.
Yeah, it's great. It's cheap, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, my thought was if every once in a while, like, you know, oh, my gosh, I need to go through all the mail that's kind of accumulated, and I just need a trash can to kind of toss stuff in, or, you know, okay, I'm going to donate some clothes. I want a trash can to kind of put some shirts in over and over and over again. And I don't want a whole, you know, thing sitting in my closet just waiting for that time that I get the urge to go around the house doing chores was kind of my inspiration.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. I was actually inspired by, it may have been something similar to this. It is more expensive, but it wasn't this. I saw something on TikTok literally that wasn't, it wasn't featuring in the product. And I was like, I want a portable trash can like that. It looks so cool. I just saw someone else using one. I was never able to find that one. And anyway, this is the one that I ended up getting. So there they are. Portable trash can for organization around the house. Thanks again to the patrons for voting on the poll to get the theme. Let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our email is from Steve, who says, it was interesting to see the chicken shredder on last week's show because I had just finished making a video about it and was working up the courage to send it in because of my social anxiety. So may not want to show the same product again, but you can see how well it shreds chicken. And he said, you can see how it shreds chicken rather than paper towels. Because that's what I shredded. And I said, Steve, we'll definitely show it. And if you can, be in chat. And he said, I will be in chat. So I think Steve is, I don't see him yet. Steven, identify yourself. Meanwhile, here's how the chicken shredder works with chicken.
Perfect.
Hi, Dick and Chan. I've got a kitchen gadget here for you today. When we first ordered this thing, I thought there was no way it was going to work, but it actually works quite well. If you haven't guessed what it is yet, it is a chicken shredder. So let's say you want to shred some chicken. I've got some frozen chicken right here.
He said frozen, but it's defrosted.
I want to shred it for some tacos. So I just kind of take the chicken, put it wherever. You can use these bits, or you can do kind of a whole breast, or you kind of want to cut it up first, but just put those down on there, push the lid down, and you just...
There you go! It's perfect!
Twist it back and forth.
And one-handed, wow. Almost
and the base
one-handed.
Stays. The
shredded
base
chicken.
Yes,
didn't
yes.
twist
it's
around.
These rubber feet on the bottom.
Yeah!
That helps prevent it from moving around. No.
Oh, there's Steve. Okay.
And works quite well. So that's about it.
I'm impressed. Look
sweet.
At that plate.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know why you would have been embarrassed to send that in, because that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Pretty cool. It worked way better on chicken than it did paper towels.
Yes, exactly. Yes, Steve is Steve OH. He is in chat.
Perfect.
So, Steve, now you should have the confidence to know you can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
And
there's the gadget again. Yeah.
Yeah. If you remember last week, we found it for $29, I think. And this is exactly the same unit, we're sure. This one was higher rated than the other one. And this has more than 25,000 ratings.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
And that's great. $20 and for some reason comes in colors.
That are more expensive, depending on the color.
Oh, the colors, yeah.
Brown is for the bourgeoisie, apparently. that's great. That is really, really great. And I'm actually, I had, I've tried to shred, you buy boneless, skinless chicken breast. I kind of use like a slow cooker thing. And, this seeing it from the frozen little kind of nuggets and how well it did on that, it was impressive. Honestly, pretty impressive to see that it could make the output from that. So it's great. Yeah. That's really great.
And Steve said dishwasher safe top rack.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
With that, how can people send in their videos?
Okay, make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. Don't worry about it, okay? Just a phone in landscape format. Just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. Put it up on YouTube, and you can click unlisted when you upload it. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it, and email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. New gadget, old gadget, a gadget that we did, but now you have the same gadget, and we didn't demo it working, and you can demo it working. As long as the gadget, it's a gadget, we're happy. And our favorite high-tech gadgets from years ago that you can't part with, we love those. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move into the letter. We count the letters, your lovely letters. We count the Gizwiz letters now. And I do
I am taking over the letter spot to talk about an incredibly involved scam that I was part of, knowing that I was being scammed and trying to decide when to jump out. It started out, Chris, Dennis's sister, my sister-in-law, sent us a UPS package with a lot of cakes in it. Three called grandma cakes, tons of cookies, oatmeal raisin, chocolate chip, special cookies, tiny cookie, peanut cookies, cooked for Charlie with a doggy recipe. And do you have
this image?
Yes. Okay, so we're waiting and waiting. We don't hear anything. And then this shows up. Your package has been delivered Friday. And left at that. Now you've been here. Lots of you have been here for meetups. It's a little brownstone. Your package was left in the mail room and signed for by D. Green. Okay, we don't have a mail room. We don't have D. Green.
There ain't no mail room.
I went to buildings around here. No one had it. So I Googled, does UPS pay attention if you complain in social media? And it said they are very aware of keeping their reputation. They particularly pay attention on X, where they have a team of people who monitor and work on a solution for you. Okay. So I posted it on Facebook and on X. And the next morning I got this, which is a little thing that just says, the UPS logo, have you received a call from one of our, it continued, agents? I responded, no. And, when was the package and what? And no one can find it. What was the value of the package? I said, $100. And the person said, hang on, I have to talk to a supervisor about what we should do here. So I'm on for like 3 minutes. And he comes back and he said, Okay, this is what UPS would like to do. We have something we call instant reverse refundment. And they said you should be given your $100 is fine, and make it $120 because of the shipping involved. And we need you to, I forgot the app, called, I don't know what it was. Anyway, while he's talking, I'm looking up the app on the web. And it is an app that companies use to give and send money. So I download the app. Oh, and he said, just sign in. And for the password, use the claim number. And he gave me the claim number. And I'm thinking, okay. And then he fills in the amount, $120. And he said, now just go and click on share my credit card information.
Right.
I said, oh, my God, it's a power failure. And I hung up.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, he calls back, sir, you have not finished.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I work for ABC News, and we have been recording everything. And the director said, we certainly have enough to do a wonderful scam video on your operation. Click. However, when I went back to my emails, there was an email from Google. Did you order a download of all of your transactions on Google?
Uh-oh.
So I clicked on no. It said we have stopped the download, and I changed my password. So,
oh, no.
But I mean, it's freaking him. Dennis said, I would have fallen for that in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That's rough. I mean, definitely check to see if the account messaging you is the official account. But it's hard because there's so many.
Yes.
And make sure they have the verify check at least. At least.
Yeah.
That's a rough scam. Not good, Dickie D. Not good.
No.
I would definitely call it if there's any support to call. You know, if you can call and be like,
tell them
what's going on. Yeah, craziness. Be safe on the internet, Dickie D. I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I have two-factor on every account that offers two-factor authentication I have.
Good. Awesome. I want to say a big old thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys are amazing. You guys support us every single episode. So thank you so much for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz. That is our Patreon page. You can also head on over to GizWiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. Also on this webpage is a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal, so you can donate via PayPal if you want to donate that way. Also, tune in live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Our schedule's right there on the top of the website, so you can know if there is any schedule change, and I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with the fantastic community that we have here that watches us live. And if you don't watch it live, all of our episodes are there on the website, on YouTube, or on Apple Podcasts. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show, like the Wisecam Duo, which was really, really cool. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show where you gotta guess what this gadget is. And I hate to give this away, but it is a Art Deco retro mid-century modern fireplace. Pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like the big green egg, but before they were still the white egg, I think. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6-man magazines for correct answers. 12-man magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show.
Hang on with just one quick second.
Yeah.
Someone in chat said, did you ever get the box? 5 days later.
Wait.
The box of goodies showed up.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I thought it was gone. I thought it just disappeared and someone stole all your cookies.
Well, they must have, maybe somebody had a mail room that they put it in and someone walked in there and said, this is not where we are. Give it back to UPS. Somehow it went back to UPS.
Wow, it made its way back.
Yes. So we got 3 grandma cakes. Tons.
Oh, that's good ending to this. Oh,
I wanted to. Yeah. So thank you, Stephen, for pointing it out, asking what happened.
Okay. Good. Oh, man. Okay. Well, with that, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.